Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, listeners. Friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a finger-licking little segment for you today. 69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
While there are many factors that keep a couple connected, experts say that sexual responsiveness plays a significant role in relationships. The study defines sexual responsiveness as being understanding, accommodating, and willing or motivated to meet a partner's sexual desires. They call this responsiveness a high sexual communal strength that will create greater satisfaction in the whole relationship. I, for one, am very sexually responsive, so someone call me.
Microplastics are everywhere, including in your sex toys. A study in the Journal of Microplastics and Nanoplastics found phthalates in dual vibrators, external vibrators, anal toys, and anal beads. The chemicals found in these products exceed current US and EU regulatory standards for children's and adults' toys. Great, now I even gotta worry about microplastics in my pussy.
What is the most dangerous sex position in the world? It might not be as edgy as you think. It's reverse cowgirl. UK-based surgeon Dr. Karen Raj posits that reverse cowgirl is responsible for 50% of penile fractures. She said, quote, "If there's any erratic thrusting or the movements of the parties are not in sync, it could lead to the male jabberwocky slipping out and being crushed by the female pubic bone." A jabberwocky? That's some inspired euphemisming.
A small streetwear label is tapping into the sex toy industry to make shoes from defective, unused parts. Plastic soles slip-on shoes look a lot like Merrell's Hydromach or Yeezy's Foam Runners, but are made of approximately 15% sex toys. The company is proud to have the material reused for shoes rather than end up in a landfill. If you like the idea of a more ethical Yeezy, maybe you should check out Tidal Bombs. Not an ad, but it should be.
And speaking of feet and things that go on them.
There you go.
Or go in them. Foot job.
Foot job is today's topic.
It's today's topic. Yes. I'm going to define it in case.
I love that for you. I love that for us. I love that for our listeners.
Yeah. A foot job. It's referring to using the feet to stimulate a partner's genitals for arousal and possibly an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
They're mainly performed by people who have a foot fetish or find feet to be, you know, arousing.
Yes.
A very common fetish.
Yeah. Feet fetishes are more common than you think.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read some numbers here. They're not going to sound as high as we think, but when we think about fetishes and like people having the same fetishes, just bear that in mind, you know? Because even considering the fact that a lot of people have sex that involves cocks, not everyone actually has cock fetishes. Like, not everyone actually cares about the object.
Okay.
Which is how we define a fetish. So, Justin Lehmiller gave us these stats via a Men's Health article.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to note that this refers specifically to people having had a foot fantasy.
Sure.
Which does not directly correlate to having a foot fetish.
Right.
So these numbers are higher even than the fetish. But just to get a sense for the proportions, 5% of heterosexual women, 18% of heterosexual men, 11% of lesbian bisexual women, and 21% of gay and bisexual men.
I was a little shocked by that because I thought that it would be higher with heterosexual men.
I thought that too, but then I almost feel like the reason it feels like more heterosexual men have a foot fetish is because there's presumably not another kink.
Mm.
So the foot fetish becomes the most eventful thing, becomes the focus,
sure,
you know,
sure.
It becomes the like, ah, I have a foot fetish.
Yes.
What's wrong with me? As opposed to queer, gay, bisexual men who
yes.
presumably are just doing a larger exploratory, like maybe not stigmatizing their own fetish
uh-huh.
as much.
Yeah.
So it's not as noisy. Does that
okay.
make sense? Does anything track
yeah,
that?
Yeah, maybe. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, maybe it's just because culturally it feels like foot fetishes have become like more prominent with heterosexual men and like with women's feet, you know?
Yes.
Like we
yeah.
see it more in like the cultural zeitgeist, especially mm-hmm. in the last like, I don't know, like 5 to 10 years.
That tracks.
Like you hear like feet pics, people talking about like liking feet in general. Like I, mm-hmm. I really was like trying to like pitch to write this article about like, because I'm a journalist, about like how ass play was like really huge in the culture. And then I was like, feet's
yeah.
going to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember specifically on like one season of Love Island, like Finn was
yes.
talking about how he was like really into,
was
feet.
Into feet.
Yeah. And I was
yeah.
like, yes, like let's be open and honest about it, you know?
Let's
like
talk
let's talk about
our
kinks.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how we like
yeah.
feet and toes.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, you know, there was a moment where everyone was like, I'm selling feet pics. You know, that was like the biggest joke. Everyone's favorite punchline was like,
yeah, in the pandemic.
Sell feet pics.
I'm selling feet
yeah.
pics now. It still feels like a big thing.
Right.
And I've also, it's funny, it like started as kind of a joke and trickled out,
yeah.
but it was like on the tail end of that I had multiple friends legitimately reach out and be like, hey, can you help
yeah.
me? How do I sell feet pics? Like, how do I do it?
You could go to Feet Finder.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to
yeah,
Feet Finder.
There's other feet sites, but like anything else, it's a social media profile.
But you have to pay.
Oh, you have to pay Feet Finder.
Yes,
I didn't know this.
If you are going to be a content creator, you have to pay $5 a month as to have a profile.
Okay. That's not that bad.
But I was like,
I would rather do that. I imagine they're taking a cut
as
too.
As well. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But they might just be doing it as like an entry fee for
right.
people who are like not that serious
right.
about it. I mean, you
like,
know,
like,
these websites are going to gouge you. They're going to find a way to milk you for money.
I'm just direct to consumer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'll send it to you. You slide into the DMs and I'll send you a feet pic, you know?
Yeah. We've both done
or if
that.
You want to buy
Absolutely.
Me a pair of shoes or a pedicure,
mm-hmm.
you know? Whatever
yeah,
you want.
I was talking about this just the other day. Like, the cost of a pair of shoes versus me sitting on my couch and taking a picture of my feet, like, that's a fair
yes.
trade. I'm absolutely
go ahead.
Down.
Go ahead. Do anytime you want.
Oh, yeah.
Never enough shoes. There was actually an, after Barbie came out, there was like an internet rumor that Margot Robbie was offered like $250,000 to make an account on Feet Finder, but I couldn't find anything to like verify this. But
this support that theory?
There was like a New York Post. Like, it just seems sort of like clickbaity, like grabby. It was, I'm sure it's a rumor. Like, I can't imagine they just were like,
that Feet
we'll
Finder
give you
would just
a bunch of money.
I mean, nothing feels impossible.
Yeah, yeah, that's also true.
It also could have been an individual
yes.
being like, please. I will
yes.
personally,
uh-huh.
you know what I mean, like create an account. Yeah. Funny you mentioned Margot Robbie too, because I want to mention, I want to bring her up when we're talking about the videos on the other side
oh, sure.
of the break. Feel free to remind me if I don't bring it up organically.
Okay.
So why are feet hot?
Mm.
Should we talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
So there are some theories that I don't put heavy stock
mm-hmm.
in, but we've talked about this a bit before because we've talked about foot fetishes before, not specifically foot jobs,
right.
but we'll cover this a little bit again.
Yeah.
GQ has an article about how foot fetishes went mainstream and talks about some of the theories around it. Freud claims that feet would be sexualized because they resemble penises. Mm. That's Freud's whole thing about
yeah,
everything. It's
a
little
like
heavy handed.
An eyeball looks like a penis to me. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
a gun, a banana, mm-hmm. an eyeball, a pineapple. Like, it's all dicks. It's all dicks to Freud.
Yeah.
There was also a study in, the study was about phantom limbs. And I think we did talk about this on the show prior,
mm-hmm.
but worth repeating. That revealed that feet and genitalia, not just penises, but genitalia in general, mm-hmm. are in adjacent areas of the somatosensory cortex.
Oh.
Which is to say that, like, there's almost like a cross wiring
oh.
that like the two areas are so close that like genitalia, sex, feet can kind of get like tied up together is sort of the metaphorical way to
huh.
say it. If not the, I don't think that's quite anatomical, but that essential idea so that like the foot lights up similar parts of the brain
mm-hmm.
when you think about feet and genitalia. So
I also think that there's something to
be
said about, oh, sorry.
We might be about to say the same
okay.
thing, but I also think that Justin Lehmiller teaches us that fetishes are largely learned.
Yeah.
Like, that is what a lot of experts tend to agree on, that a lot of times it's like an inciting moment. It's an experience. It can even be porn. Yeah. It can even be like seeing foot jobs more and more and having this Pavlovian response to positive stimulus or to stimulus.
Right.
So what were you,
I was going to say that there's something to be said about the fact that it's a part of the body that, you know, it's covered almost all the time. Mm-hmm. So to see it, the act of seeing it itself is like sort of vulnerable.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that that's like why a thing, like we see it a lot in like movies and stuff. People use it like, I don't know. I feel like Quentin Tarantino uses like showing a foot as like being like a way of being like, wow, they're bearing their soul. Literally, you know?
Well, also he has a foot fetish.
He has a foot fetish, so. Yes, of course.
That's the main motivation, but there's also an artistic element you could make an argument for sure.
Yeah, like there's just something about it that feels intimate without it being your genitalia. Mm-hmm. It's like just as exciting.
Yeah, also in many cultures, exposing the bottom of a foot is taboo. Like it's actually like a rude thing to do. So there's taboo, like you said, like tied in with feet being concealed. Yes. Feet being this like gross thing. Like I think we've talked about that in several episodes, the sort of juxtaposition of like a beautiful woman and her feet. Yeah. And some people want the clean feet to sort of meet the beautiful woman, be like, ooh, this taboo area of this pristine woman. But some want the dirty feet to contrast the beautiful woman. Like, look at this beautiful woman, but her feet are stinking because she's been at cheerleading practice or whatever the case may be, that it's that tension that is the appeal. Mm-hmm. Or even the embarrassment of like, ooh, dirty feet. Like, let me see that embarrassing thing. Let me see the vulnerable thing that this beautiful woman has to offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to talk more specifically about a foot job.
Yes.
There was this Cosmo article, and Rose Cernel, who wrote it, talked to Mona Wales, who's like one of my favorite femdoms. And she is sort of like an expert in like foot fetish and foot content. And she talks a little bit about like placing the soles of the feet together. It makes like a vulva shape.
Yeah.
Like it
does.
A good
point. Like it's a it also like looks like one literally. Like when you do that like flexed foot thing you often see from foot performers.
Right. It makes a vulva. Yeah. You know, it makes a foot pussy. And it's, you know, she kind of talks about how it's like the easiest way to do it is sort of like to sit back on your butt with like your arms like propping you up, but it requires like so much core strength, you know?
Yeah.
But she also suggests like if you're gonna sit on a chair and the other person's gonna lay on the ground. That's a little bit easier.
It's kind of like the boat pose. It's like holding an advanced yoga pose, but then also doing reps while holding that pose.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And you could do like a butterfly pose. You could do like the boat pose and like cup your feet that way.
Right.
You I can feel use tired your just toes. Thinking about that.
You can use your toes to like play with the sensation.
Yeah.
You can also like, I mean, if you insert them, it's also, you know, foot fucking. There's also, I didn't know this, but you want to learn a term?
I would love to learn a term. It's been a while. Give me a term.
Shrimping.
Shrimping.
Is the act of toe sucking.
Whoa.
The equivalent of a foot blowjob.
A foot blowjob is called shrimping. Yes. I've never heard that before.
It's called shrimping. Yes. Sucking on the toes.
Learned a term.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Sometimes it could also refer to putting toes into a vagina.
Oh.
But I guess like the idea is that it's like something that's been like pruned up because it's been inside something wet.
I was like, why is it called shrimping? I was like, is there my little shrimp? It's my little shrimps on the Barbie.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Love learning a term.
Yeah.
Should we do the showdown?
Let's do the showdown.
All right. She was just chilling on the sofa, but he couldn't resist her feet and coming on her soles. Ugh, don't you hate when that happens, when you're just hanging out on the sofa?
Yeah, and somebody's just coming on my soles.
Yeah.
Yes, you will shoot your load inside my sexy tan nylons after foot jobs, slave.
Slave. Yes, nylons, pantyhose, also a big part of the foot job world.
Definitely in the universe.
My boyfriend comes so much as my smelly and sweaty feet gave him the best foot job of his life. Smelly and sweaty.
Smelly and sweaty.
Here we go
taking
again.
Those boxes. Edging foot job. Oops, did I ruin it again?
Naughty.
I mean, I have like already ideas about what that means. Like the feet are handy. Are we stepping on the dick? Like there's a crossover there.
Squish.
For sure, we didn't even mention of like there could be foot play and then also like stepping on cocks with the feet. Like there's a different, there's a specific subsection there of foot play that's like about stomping on the cocks. It's about punishment. It's more subby. Anyway.
Soft foot job from a fat ass mom.
Okay. Soft foot job from a fat ass mom. I'm here for it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I fuck her toes while she work.
Oh.
Tender foot job.
Oh.
It's tender.
Tender.
That's cute. I imagine him hunched under the desk for some reason.
Yeah,
like,
same.
He's a little like bridge troll. He's just like fucking her feet gently.
He's hidden. Yeah.
While she's occupying herself with other things, mm-hmm. multitasking.
Last one from me. Feet, big dildo, sweet moans, and nothing more. Maybe it's your dick? Melissa Byrne.
Maybe it's your dick?
Question mark. I don't know.
Just putting it out there. Maybe it's your dick?
I don't know. Call me crazy, but.
Last one for me. Flip-flop foot job and feet fuck. I get her sexy toes covered in cum.
Ooh.
Why do I like this one?
Let me guess.
Alliteration.
Yeah.
You guessed it.
Let's take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
First bid we're going to talk about is from Fantasy Massage. We found this on Adult Time, and it's called Honey, It Started as a Foot Job, Part 1. Starring Eric Masterson and Alex Lynx.
And one other performer who I don't know. Because Eric Masterson is like in this briefly, like he's the husband, right?
No, that's Ryan Lane.
Oh, that's Ryan Lane.
Or Ryan McClain. Ryan McClain. Yeah.
Ryan McClain. You're right. Yeah. I recognized him and then recognized the name and thought that was him.
No.
So this is Eric Masterson as the masseuse.
Yes. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And I don't know who the other girl is. There's like a brief like assistant girl.
Yeah. I was so confused. Like I was like, this is a different chick. When we were like suddenly in massage.
Something tells me that part two is them, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. This is part one. So part two is definitely going to be
the other two.
Ryan McClain and that other chick whose name we unfortunately don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come out of the gate here and say, as much as we love Adult Time, and much of their offerings, it's one of the vaster universes of like generally ethical porn.
Yeah.
This is the kind of porn I fucking hate.
Yes. I mean, I just kept having to remind myself that like this is why porn is fantasy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And this is a scene where like, this is high level production value.
Mm-hmm.
This is the scenario that they've set up in the scene.
Yeah.
This is for someone to play out a specific fantasy. I hate it.
Right.
So she goes in for a massage, and this masseuse is the whiniest fucking bitch.
He's also an abuser.
Yes. This is like, he's, so he uses like negging.
Yeah.
to ultimately rape this woman.
Yeah.
Like that's
to force her into
I guess we
sex.
Should have given like a content warning, but like this is not consensual.
Yeah.
In the way that the scene plays out.
I mean, it's obviously like they're playing into a trope, you know?
Yes.
He's using manipulation and negging in order to like yes. get this. But again, porn is fantasy. You
and
know
it's
what I
really
mean?
Leaning yeah. into it. Like it's yeah. leaning into the worst kind of this where like she doesn't like him.
Yeah. And she finds him
annoying.
Gross. Yeah.
She finds him gross. He immediately from go is like,
trying to have
what
sex
do
with
I
her.
Know?
Yeah.
Like undermining her.
Yeah. Mansplaining.
So we start, yeah. So we start with her coming, like she's in for a massage. She's wearing lingerie and he's like, oh, why aren't you naked?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh,
I just would feel more comfortable.
I don't feel comfortable. Yeah. I like want to have lingerie on. He's like, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
What do I know? Don't want to get oil on your clothes, but what do I know?
And he's like, but you must be really rich, you know?
Yeah. And then is like, oh, must be nice to just like have that pampered life, wander around yeah. all day. Like, he's just an asshole.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, it could have been so much hotter if he had any charisma.
Oh, sure.
Or was making, like, any positive choices to that end. Like,
right.
If Damon Dice had done this and, like, innocently been like, are you sure? Because we might get oil on your, okay, no, absolutely, that's true.
Yeah.
Your choice. Like, there's a way to flip the scene.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And do it where it feels like dubious consent.
Yeah.
But is hot if we think that she wants to fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, what are you doing? Like, every step of the way, he's like, no, this is a professional massage.
He's like, well, we have to massage your throat. Yeah.
I'm giving you a pectoral massage when he's, like, titty fucking her.
Yeah.
And I was like, I
know. It almost, it's like, it does kind of play into the thing of like the stuck porn where it's like, what is that? What are you doing back there? You know?
Yeah. But it's not a good version of that.
No,
you know,
it's
like,
not. Because
I loved discovering that stuck porn can be done well.
Right.
When in the hands of the woman who's stuck. And
well,
when
yeah,
you
because
feel like.
You don't feel like they don't want to do it.
It's campy.
Just like,
it's self-aware. Yeah.
But there is a moment where she's like, no thanks, you know? And I just like, okay, now this is like getting a little murky.
Yes. She says, don't do that. Like she's
yeah.
saying no.
Right.
In so many ways. And that is
And he's like
fully,
ignoring
it's amazing
it. Yeah.
How repulsive. I was reminded because like we haven't watched a porn like this in a while.
Yeah.
And you know, I can kind of tune out and get turned on by just like sex. You know, I can kind mm-hmm. of like, but I was like, I am so... I don't want to watch this.
Yeah,
like,
I hate
I'm so
this guy.
Repulsed by the structure of this. He is repulsive. The scenario yeah. is repulsive and offensive.
Right.
Yeah, it's feeding a specific fantasy. It's doing so in a very specific container, and it's leaning right. into a trope.
Right.
And I fucking don't like it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the nature of the whole thing is just so, like, whiny. Like, what was triggering about it, I was like, this does remind me of the guys that would use that tactic of, like,
gross.
Oh, well, I just want to, well... what do I know?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, there has to be some sort of, like, porn literacy along with this to be like, yeah, this is, like, actually a fantasy.
Yeah.
This is not how you treat people.
You would never get away with this in real life. This is
no.
deeply not okay in real life. This
sure.
is very heavily fantasy.
Yes.
But I'm also, like, it's also just, like, a badly executed version of this fantasy.
Yeah,
like, there's a way to do this fantasy that could be hot for all parties
I
watching.
Know. Right.
And it's so far from that target that...
Yeah.
It was just really annoying to me.
Well, and also, so they end up having sex. I mean, well, we
yeah.
didn't even talk about the foot job.
The foot job's in there. The foot job is one of the
yes,
like,
because she says she's trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
She wants to have a baby, but like her husband only likes foot jobs. And he's like, well, are you like good at them? Like, I've never had one before. So then he like sort of was like, how do you do it? And then, of course, it leads to like his dick is out. And she's like, well, I didn't say I'd give you one. Which I was like, okay, ooh, yikes. You know, like, ooh.
Yeah.
So, but then she gives him one.
Yeah. The classic trope of like, well, I have to know if you're good at it.
Yeah. Like prove it,
okay.
you know?
Yeah. yeah. Which is also just triggering. I'm like, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
That's a tactic.
That is a tactic that unfortunately people do use in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not gay? Well, then suck my dick and prove it, you know? Like, oh, you think you're good at sex? Prove it, you know?
Yeah. I heard you're great at blowjobs. I might need to hear for myself.
Yeah.
Hear for myself.
Right.
Yeah. It Yikes. Feels like an old-ass tactic that nobody can be
right.
using anymore, but
right.
it's triggering for both of us because somebody's tried it.
100%.
You know?
I mean, I feel like there's a version of that that's happened to me recently, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
And then so we cut to the husband and the masseuse assistant who's, like, canoodling with him, and he's just kind of sort of sitting there. Like, I was like, who are these absolute insane masseuses? You know what I mean? Like, they're both
yeah.
not reading anyone's boundaries and just, like, forcing themselves on both of these people.
Yeah, they drive around like an unmarked van and like abuse people as a team. And it's a horrifying prospect to consider.
Yeah, she also like asks like where'd you go to massage school? And he goes, Mexico. And I was like, okay, rude.
Racist. Way to slam like, Mexico. This is problematic. Yeah, to be like, obviously all abusers learn their tactics in Mexico. Like, fuck off, you know?
Like the hell?
And he's racist. Great.
Yeah.
Or xenophobic, however you want to define it. It's problematic.
Yeah.
And so, the foot job happens for a bit.
Right.
And then he pulls her up really roughly. And she's like, what are you doing? And he's like, just the tip. And then he just fully fucks her. And she's like, that's more than just the tip. I hated it. I don't like talking about it. Okay. It sucks. There was nothing redeeming about this for me. I couldn't even tune out and be like, is the sex any good? Like, it just was very classic, like, not for me porn. Like, she had very fake tits, like a very specific aesthetic about her, and a very like, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure she's a great performer in other contexts, but this is like asking the worst of her and not giving her any pleasure. The clit's not, none of that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
No agency, let alone sense that she's having a fun time. And then they top it off with him coming inside her so that she can get pregnant, which is like another layer of rape. I'm not here for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like breeding rape. So not for me.
Yeah.
And also like the foot job was barely in it, you know, like we didn't really get to see how good she is at a foot job because it didn't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't even really satisfy the topic.
Okay.
I'm mad about
it. Yeah, you're furious.
But I'm glad we got to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say also it's one of those porns where like the whole thing is just leading up to the title. Like, the title's How Do You Start as a Foot Job. It's like they had the title and then we're like, okay, how do we work backwards from there?
Because
Ryan McClain runs in at the end. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? He also says, my foot job?
Yeah.
Too good. Comedy.
Yeah.
More
I mean,
less.
I guess they were just like, how do we make foot job? Like, we have the act of foot job. Like, what do we do around it? You know?
Too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we talk about this lovely little gem I found on the internet called Foot Job Split Screen Compilation 3?
Yes. Weirdly, I was much more here for this.
Okay. So it's important to note this one's like all cartoon.
Yes.
So it's all animated.
Video game style animation, like different styles of animation. But
yes.
Uh-huh. All pretty close to anime because all very exaggerated.
Uh-huh.
Bodies,
lots of like movement, jiggling, undulating.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a porn music video vibe because it's like, it's to a song,
mm-hmm.
and it is a split screen of just a bunch of different animated characters foot jobs. And at one point, Velma is like has three disembodied dicks, like one in her pussy, one in her feet, and one in her mouth, and they're just like all fucking her.
Yeah, I was like, is that a Scooby-Doo ghost? Like, what are we looking at? Like,
really
we can't see the bodies that the dick belongs to.
We get a Harley Quinn in there. Laura Croft is like on her knees, fucking the foot from behind with her feet while she. And I was like, this is a lot of these are like defying the laws of physics.
Yes,
and I mean, like, just
was like what dexterity.
Fun about it. Yeah,
right?
The dexterity of everyone's feet is insane.
You couldn't do this. So like the fantasy in this case, I'm like, this is actually a great leveraging of animation to achieve this like hyper-sexualized thing. Like I was like, I actually could write a thesis about why this is better than the other one. Because it's just like, this is what animation is for, is like something that's super beyond reality, but can only be achieved through animation, which is like, good, clean fun.
I'm laughing because I'm remembering that during COVID, I realized that I have like very dexterous toes.
Did you only learn that in COVID? You weren't aware prior?
I mean, I was aware, but I remember like doing it for someone and I can like do this like, interesting with my toes. And it absolutely.
For those who aren't watching on Patreon and are listening, Rachel is doing a fan motion. She's doing, you know, she's counting down. She's. How do I describe what you're doing? You know, the toes are connecting in order of size.
Oh, my feet are so dirty from my floor. That's disgusting.
That makes it hotter. That was, we just punched up our Patreon. Somebody got real lucky on that video with a few. I think there's at least a few known foot fetishists in our Patreon.
You're welcome.
So you're welcome.
Buy me a pair of shoes.
Also going back to crucial to mention, Harley Quinn does make an appearance in this, which is great for the Margot Robbie fans.
Yes.
And listen, this is a way where we can tie those fantasies together that doesn't exploit Margot Robbie's image.
Right.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that so nice?
Isn't that nice?
At one point, there's a cat that's using the tail to like jerk the dick off and the feet are playing with the balls. It's crazy.
It's just wildly, it really is some like crazy clips. Like it does what a compilation should do, is like really sources some unique content.
Oh yeah, and there's assembles like one, it, you know? One girl's holding the dick with her feet while she's sucking it. It was just truly absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, it takes all kinds. There's also one that's kind of an ignoring moment where the chick is just kind of laying bored on her side, like letting you fuck her feet. Like, we're taking different fetishes. Like, it really, it's a full smorgasbord of foot stuff, and it's a delight.
I did. I enjoyed it. I mean, I'm not masturbating to either of these things. Feet isn't really my thing. I do love getting my toes sucked, you know? But yeah, I mean, you know, if I have a partner and they want it, I'll do it. But it's not like, I'm not like a feet girly, you know?
Yeah. Someone I was hanging out with recently was like, you know, it's the easiest thing to accommodate, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, you're into my feet?
Sick.
Who's it hurting? Yeah. Like, why not? You know? I've actually never given a, I've sort of jokingly given a foot job, but I, now I'm like, should I try that in a more, I don't think I can do it to completion. I mean, maybe I could if teamwork makes the dream work, but.
Yeah, it's making my muscles sore.
Now I'm like, do I need to put that on my bucket list?
I know, your sexual bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just for the experiment.
Maybe we should make sexual bucket lists.
For ourselves?
Yeah. Share them with the world. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do people care?
Yeah, I've never made one of those. There's almost a part of me that's like, is that going to stress me out? But like, it's fun to, it's certainly fun to think about.
Yeah. Well, hey guys, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our YouTube at youtube.com/@girlsonporn, porn without the O. On our website at girlsonporn.com, and also on Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And know that we sometimes get a shitty little one-star review from someone who doesn't actually listen to the show, but is mad that women are talking about porn. So a five-star review goes a long way, and we genuinely really, really fucking appreciate them. So if you do want to provide that, or you genuinely feel that level of enthusiasm for the show and give us one of those sweet little five-star reviews, consider including your Instagram handle so that we can thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.